Say no more to the Samsung Galaxy 7, or better yet, just say the phone has been extinguished. The Galaxy 7s have a tendency to catch fire. There are even online videos of the phones exploding. Samsung tried to fix the problem, but it didn't work, so now Samsung is ending all production of its popular smartphone. It is a bad day for the Korean brand, and it might get worse, because Samsung is also fighting Apple over their claim that Samsung essentially stole their smartphone design. BuzzFeed technology reporter Alex Kantrowitz is here to explain how this all affects Samsung's brand.
Well, I think you'd have to say it's not good. You don't want to be the person on the airplane with the exploding smartphone. So even if Samsung is ending production of the Galaxy Note 7, there might be some residual impacts for other products that Samsung is trying to sell and consumers are simply wary of.
How is the latest recall being treated by customers?
At this point, everybody's going to have to turn their Galaxy Note 7 in and get a refund. We know that replacements are also off the table. So any consumer who bought this device, and I think there were about 2.5 million sold when the first recall was announced. So anybody who has this device is going to bring it in and we'll see if they stick with Samsung or not.
I imagine airlines are probably breathing a sigh of relief.
You'd have to imagine that they are, but there are still going to be people who have these devices on them and are going to be bringing them on planes. I know I'm flying in the next few days and I'm pretty nervous. So airlines are going to have to continue to remain vigilant when they have people flying on their planes holding the Galaxy Note 7.
And you don't have a Galaxy Note 7. You're just nervous about other people who might be on the plane with one.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've all seen the images of smoking Galaxy Note 7s on the floor of planes and planes that had to halt takeoff. Because they had one that was smoking. So personally, if any of my fellow travelers are considering bringing one of those phones on the plane, I urge you to not do it this time.
You think airlines will still keep making that announcement that if you have a Samsung, it's got to stay off for the whole flight? Will that keep going for a while?
Man, I would hope so, because just because Samsung announced a recall doesn't mean that everybody's going to turn the device in. So if airlines stop making the announcement that if you have a Galaxy Note 7, please don't, you know, keep it off. I think they're making a big mistake.
And at the same time, Alex, Samsung's also in court with Apple over essentially stealing. How does that play into everything?
That's right. When it rains, it pours. Samsung in 2011 was ordered to pay Apple $548 million or about 445 million pounds for ripping off Apple's grid icon design and their rectangular face with the rounded corners. Samsung is arguing, look, we maybe copied a bit of it, but we shouldn't be responsible for handing over all of our profits. That's like saying if a car maker copied a cup holder, they'd have to hand over all the profits for the car. So we'll see what the Supreme Court says.
Yeah, so bottom line, can Samsung rebound from all of this, or will Galaxy users be looking now at Apple or maybe Google for a new phone?
This is going to hurt Samsung, but it's not a fatal blow. They have a very strong components business. I don't think you're going to see them give up on the smartphone pursuit. And, you know, it's going to be a long-term thing, but certainly not good.
All right. We're going to leave it there, Alex. Alex Kantrowitz with BuzzFeed, their technology reporter. Really appreciate your time.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.